Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If, even in these health-conscious days, you still like a feed of chips, you're not alone. 7 million scoops of chips are sold in New Zealand every week. But there are people out there trying to ensure you get a relatively healthy chip. That's the Chip Group, a collection of food companies and health agencies. We're joined now by Judith Morley-John, a food industry nutritionist with the Heart Foundation and a Chip Group member. Well, welcome, Judith. I suppose the first question has to be, what is the Chip Group?
The Chip Group is industry suppliers to the fast food sector, and also the Heart Foundation is a member of the Chip Group.
So the implication is that fast food can be served, so it's, if not, you know, something you eat every day, less unhealthy than its image generally is.
We're aiming to improve the nutrient quality of hot chips. But even chips that are cooked according to the industry standards, they still really are an occasional food. So if people choose to eat hot chips, it's important that they're included in part of a balanced diet.
What is the industry standard? How should chips be cooked?
There's a set of industry standards, and they're on our website, www.thechipgroup.co.nz. And they're around operating practices that the chippy can use in the chip shop. And so it'll be around the making sure that the fryer is working at the right temperature, that it's working efficiently, that they use thick cut chips. They're better than skinny chips or crinkle cut chips.
Right, because skinny chips soak up a lot more oil, don't they? You're eating a lot more fat with your skinny chip than your thick chip.
Yes, because you've got a lot more surface area. So like for the crinkle cut, you've got all the ins and outs, and that's where the fat can get absorbed into the potato.
And is this traditionally where the flavour comes from? Because I was having a debate about this years ago. A friend of mine said, the reason McDonald's chips, the shoestring fries, taste so good is because they are so thin, and therefore every chip has, you know, 90% more surface area, 100% more surface area than you, and they do taste better with all that fat in them, don't they?
Well, I don't think that New Zealand public would agree with you in quite the same way, because increasingly they are voting in the best chip shop competition for the thicker cut chips, and so That's Life Best Chip Shop competition has a consumer component to the competition where the public text vote in, and so they're really opting for the fatter chip.
Are there chip shops, though, that do have shoestring fries on the menu? Because, I mean, presumably McDonald's doesn't enter the best chip shop competition.
No, it's for the independent chip shops. So, no, 13mm is becoming a lot more acceptable and preferred.
How healthy is a healthy chip?
They're still an occasional food because they're still high in fat, so it's important that they are eaten as part of a balanced diet.
What's the fat content of an average of a chip cooked according to industry specifications, a 13mm straight cut chip?
Well, when we did a national survey a couple of years ago, the average fat content was over 11%. In the competition, all the winners have to have at least 9% or less fat. And we're aiming to reduce the fat in the chips. And if we can remove over 2,500 tons of fat from the New Zealand food supply just by using fatter chips, doing good drainage of the basket, cooking at the right temperature and time.
Do you have a preference on what the chips should be fried in?
Yes, we do have a recommendation recommended oils. So it's certainly not the fats that are high in saturated fat. So it's not the tallow based, the beef fat or palm oil.
Because you will still find people who will swear blind that the only proper way to cook a chip is in beef tallow.
Yes, but, you know, that's not being shown in the competition over the previous years, because the top rating chips are not necessarily those cooked in beef tallow.
Is there a correlation, though, between fattier chips and taste? People's preferences? I mean, do people tend to go towards food that is fattier?
In the competition, it's actually as I said, there's a public texting component, and it's the lower fat chips that are rating the highest.
Okay.
So New Zealanders, are really preferring better quality chips.
Do you think this is a recent development? I mean, I remember a friend of mine tells me stories of how she used to go to the fish and chip shop and the chippy would sell them all the little, they'd call them crunchies or scratchies or something, all the little leftover bits, and they'd get a whole bag of them and then just be able to eat them. I don't imagine those would probably fit within the guidelines somehow.
No, probably not.
is there a guideline on salt? Because that's something I find varies wildly between you know, one proper chip shop to another. Sometimes they're inedible because there's so much salt.
That's right. So we do have a standard around salt. And the default option is no salt, and we ask the operators to provide salt sachets so that the customer has a choice about how much salt they sprinkle on if they use any at all.
Now tell us a bit more about the competition and how people can get involved, you know, because the public element sounds quite fun.
The competition runs through August and September, and the chip shops that are involved in the competition have a poster in their shop. So the public can text vote their favourite shop to the competition, and the top rating shops from the public text voting are visited by a mystery judge.
Ah.
And so the mystery judge looks for certain things, like good quality chip, good staff attitude, presentable premises, and the chips are sent off to the lab to be analysed for their fat content. So all these components are considered in making the decision for the winners.
So are you finding that